This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama is set to visit India. The occasion is an invitation to celebrate India's Republic Day next week. On his last trip abroad, the president announced an agreement to curb pollution and greenhouse gases with China. Tim Fitzsimmons reports now on the state of environmental pollution in India.
Like China, India has horrific air pollution, but it's less of a political issue there. Josh Apte, an environmental engineering professor at the University of Texas, has been researching pollution in India's capital. Just in the past month, it's been 40 times higher than what the World Health Organization says is healthy.
And in fact, in Beijing, there's not been a single week in the past 2 years where the average concentrations have been as high as they've been at our monitor for the past month.
That's right, much worse than Beijing. And the type they're monitoring is the kind that contributed to around 3 million deaths worldwide in 2010, more than AIDS and malaria combined. Lisa Curtis of the Heritage Foundation says India is trying to use industrialization to lift 400 million Indians out of poverty.
India is confused by the expectation that it should make a similar climate commitment because its per capita emissions are so much lower than China and the U.S.
But, Curtis notes, Prime Minister Narendra Modi did at least add the words climate change to the name of the Ministry of Environment and Forests. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.